The coronavirus is affecting just about every aspect of life, including the SAT and ACT. The college placement exams have been canceled through May, affecting millions of students who take the tests for college applications every year. This is also usually a busy time for college-bound high school seniors, and the coronavirus outbreak, which has shut down universities and schools across the country, is making college planning in general complicated. Joining us now is Lisa Maselli, who's the director of college counseling at the University of Illinois Laboratory High School in Urbana, Illinois, my high school. Lisa, thanks for taking a few minutes for us. And first of all, how are you doing in the midst of all of this?
I'm doing okay, Jeremy. It's just changing every day, isn't it?
It is. And we brought you on to talk specifically about how this is affecting high school juniors and seniors. What would normally be going on that's not able to go on right now, in addition to the SAT and the ACT tests?
So normally, seniors would be going back to possibly admitted student visitation programs because college admissions outcomes have still been coming their way. While there are still a handful of schools that are still waiting to send out their outcomes, spring break was a very popular time for seniors to either revisit, go to a school for the first time, also for juniors to start their exploration of colleges. So I have to say the whole campus closing down and admitted student visits canceled and no ability to actually take a tour or talk with admissions directly has been a big change in this process.
So what does that mean for students? What should they do now if they weren't able to go out and check out the schools that they might be going to in the fall?
The way that you have to do deep research, Jeremy, is often beyond the campus tours. So I think I'm going back to and trying to empower these students to realize while these are challenging times, the reality is the deep research was often being asked of students even prior to this year to be done in a more thoughtful way where they go on and they read about departments, they read about faculty backgrounds, they reach out to current students because with equity and access issues, many kids couldn't afford to go to a college visit anyway. So I'm just trying to reground them and realize that we're here to help them and that this research can still be done.
Well, and how are you able to do that? Because your school, like so many other schools, is not operating normally right now. The students are not there in the building.
Yeah. So all of our curriculum is basically through telecounseling right now. While we're in this global crisis right now, where I do believe, Jeremy, that admissions professionals are operating under compassion, common sense, flexibility, the reality is seniors are still worried about what will my transcript look like? What if we don't return to school? Juniors are worried about, what if I can't take an SAT or ACT until I'm a senior? How will that impact my admissions timeline? So I'm trying to connect with them through Zoom, through even having seniors come on as peer counselors and kind of talk with juniors about the process, and to get uni alums who graduated from our high school to even connect with our current seniors to help them understand how we can still kind of serve them and counsel them and mentor them even virtually.
Well, what does it mean for students that the SAT and ACT test-taking sessions have been postponed?
You know, the testing process is probably one of the biggest part that is causing anxiety for kids because they've been prepping, they've been hearing from older students to get these exams out of the way so that senior year can be reserved for applying and writing essays. So because they've been hearing literally all junior year, study, prep, do what you can to get these tests off your plate so that you enter into your summer and your senior year with testing behind you. And because now that's being taken away from them, we're going to have to basically counsel them about how they need to breathe, realize that this is a process that even College Board and ACT is thoughtfully addressing. They're talking about adding extra summer dates. There are colleges, Jeremy, that are talking about possibly becoming test optional. Because there's over 800 colleges right now that are already test optional. So I think we have some interesting conversations that are happening from enrollment managers, because the reality is this is all about caring for students and for helping them reduce some of these uncertainties.
Now, another piece of this is the financial picture. A lot of students and their families at this point in the process, depending on how old they are trying to figure out how they're going to be able to afford to go to college. Does the coronavirus outbreak affect things like college financial aid?
Yes, yes. Because there are going to be new financial realities that are going to come to families. Mm-hmm. So already, just this weekend, I was being proactive in writing emails to my seniors. And already I had 4 or 5 emails within 1 hour coming back and saying, okay, you're helping us navigate this. What about if we commit to a college? Because right now, Jeremy, there is a May 1 reply date expected that seniors do make their choice. There are lots of colleges that are moving that. There are colleges that have already moved it to June 1st. But I do think because there's that expectation of seniors realizing my decision has to be made, financial aid letters may be given to me based on a financial picture that I gave them from taxes that now might look different because of this outbreak. And who knows what happens with the stock market. I think there's going to be a huge wave of families needing to call financial aid, appealing their package, trying to figure out the college that they did choose, whether it's May 1 or June 1 deadline, is actually affordable when it comes to August.
Lisa, do you think that this situation, which we don't know how long it will last, will have a lasting impact on kids' college plans?
No. I think what we're going to have to do is help students realize that everyone in this puzzle is really thinking about how to help this system. The testing agencies are going to help figure out a way to do this. Even right now, Jeremy, AP exams are happening every year in the month of May. They're talking about, can AP exams potentially be taken at home and administered to kids online? So there is so much that is literally changing daily. And there are people committed to how can we all approach this and be nimble and flexible and creative. Mm-hmm. So I think that the colleges right now, everything is in flux. Every hour, there is something new that is coming out to us as counselors.
Let me just finally ask you, Lisa, as a counselor, we'll take the college part out of it. How are students handling this? I think back to my freshman year of college is when 9/11 happened. Of course, that has shaped our lives for ever since, basically. How do you think students are handling just the stress of this very uncertain and scary situation?
High school is so much about the social interaction. So I think the number one thing that counselors are concerned about is just the anxieties that come around from the social isolation, because as human beings, we want to be with each other. So the increased stressors are something that we've never had to really experience before, while it's also coupled with worrying if they have enough toilet paper and food at home and possibly vulnerable family members or friends that they're worried about. I think because of this being a global pandemic right now, we also have kids that are thinking about their basic needs while they're also trying to think about how do I finish up my senior year strong, get that transcript off, make a college decision, worrying if my parents' income is going to stay the same. They're worried if prom's going to happen. I've already had parents ask me, is Uni High going to cancel graduation? I mean, already people are going out to already the month of May and already mourning losing all of these milestones because they feel like senior year was that year that they were waiting for to celebrate. So that's a lot that we're going to have to help students go through. There's no declaration by our high school regarding when we're going to open and what that looks like. We are here to work together. We're here to always keep everything student-centered and just help them to manage this and somehow help them reclaim some of the joy of senior year, because even making college choices is a privilege of having multiple acceptances to consider. And how do we kind of bring them back to remembering that this whole high school process and college admissions process was a journey of them learning who they are and thinking about their future in an exciting way? And that's what I hope for my students, that I can help get them back to at least that sense of we're in this together and we'll get through it.
That is Lisa Maselli, the Director of College Counseling at the University of Illinois Laboratory High School in Urbana, Illinois, my high school. Lisa, thanks as always.
You are welcome, Jeremy. Thanks for the time.
And earlier today, President Trump said the government will waive interest on federal student loans for at least the next 60 days and that standardized tests will not be required due to widespread school closures. We'll post some of Lisa's tips for students and families at hereandnow.org.